From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama says the fight to defeat the Islamic State has to be waged beyond the battlefield. Mr. Obama briefed reporters on the campaign against the militant group after meeting with his top military and national security advisors.
ISIL has not had a major successful offensive operation in either Syria or Iraq in a full year. Even ISIL's leaders know they're going to keep losing. In their message to followers, they're increasingly acknowledging that they may lose Mosul and Raqqa. And ISIL is right. They will lose them.
Mr. Obama's meeting came as the U.S. launches more airstrikes in and around an Islamic State stronghold in Libya. The U.S. military says the operation in Libya will probably last weeks rather than months. Gunmen fired on a busy marketplace in northeastern India Friday, killing at least 12 people. Officials say 15 others were wounded in the attack in the Assam area. Authorities say one gunman was killed and security forces are searching for other suspects. U.S.-based Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen is denouncing the arrest warrant issued by Turkey, accusing him of masterminding the failed coup in Turkey last month. Gulen said in a statement, the arrest warrant from the Turkish court changes nothing about his status or views. The Turkish government has said Gulen, a former ally of President Erdogan, orchestrated the coup by renegade officers in the military and has called on the U.S. to extradite him to Turkey. Ankara, however, has not filed a formal extradition paper. And people in Russia welcoming news that dozens of the country's athletes will be allowed to participate in the summer's Olympics. The International Olympic Committee reached the decision to admit more than 270 Russian athletes amid a scandal involving state-sponsored doping by Russia. This is VOA News. In U.S. politics, a new polling data shows Democratic Party presidential candidate Hillary Clinton has the lead over Republican Donald Trump in four key states. The latest voter survey shows Clinton opening a 9 percentage point edge in Michigan, a 15 percentage point advantage in New Hampshire, an 11 point lead in Pennsylvania, and a 6 point lead in Florida. At a campaign rally in Las Vegas, Nevada, Clinton talked about reasons to vote for her over Trump.
We don't want you to be left in the same position as the retirees in Florida were. They put their money up for Trump condos, and there was never any built, and they didn't get their money back.
Donald Trump spoke to a rally in Portland, Maine.
We have border problems. People are pouring into our country. We have no idea who they are. We have people. We're going to build a wall, folks. Don't worry about it. We're going to build a wall.
Polls show Clinton has a larger but not insurmountable lead over Trump nationally. In an average of polls, Clinton is ahead of Trump by about 6 points. U.S. officials are trying to slow down the spread of the Zika virus in the southern state of Florida after several people have been diagnosed with the mosquito-transmitted virus. Among the most vulnerable are pregnant women, as we hear from the head of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Dr. Tom Frieden.
Zika is unprecedented. We've never before had a mosquito-borne disease that could cause a birth defect. And that's why we take it so seriously. The key is to protect pregnant women.
As Zika escalates into a public health crisis, U.S. Republicans and Democrats are pointing fingers over the failure by Congress to commit federal dollars to fight the virus. Lawmakers left Washington in mid-July for a 7-week recess without approving any of the $1.9 billion that President Obama requested in February to develop a vaccine and control the mosquitoes that carry the Zika virus. A security operation is underway Friday in central Afghanistan to rescue 5 Pakistani aviation experts and their Russian navigator from the Taliban. The insurgents took the men hostage Thursday after their helicopter crash-landed in a remote area of the Afghan province of Logar. An Afghan Defense Ministry spokesman told VOA the Pakistani helicopter had permission to travel through Afghan airspace to Russia and crash-landed due to a technical fault. As Pope Francis visits the central Italian town of Assisi, calling for world forgiveness and security, around him is noticeably tight. The visit comes a day after the Italian police announced heightened security around the Vatican and other religious sites in Rome. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.